As the sun sets on the 2017 legislature, lawmakers are saying goodbye to more than 5,000 bills that died during the session. They may be gone, but they're not forgotten, at least not by the people who wrote them. These last few days at the Capitol, I caught legislators mourning some of their favorite bills that didn't make it this time around. El Paso Democrat Lena Ortega fondly remembers one of hers.
It was a bill to close a loophole for scammers on a certain type of mortgage loan. They're called wrap loans. In our community, we had like about 200 families that lost their homes because of that loophole.
One night this month, she watched, fingers crossed, hoping it would reach the House floor before a looming deadline.
And I was like 6 bills away from getting reached, and I was really hoping that we would get there.
But the clock struck midnight before her bill came up. That night, a small group of Republican House lawmakers banded together and killed hundreds of bills that were facing the deadline.
I worked really hard, but it died on what people are calling the Mother's Day Massacre.
She's seen many bills get killed this session and says sometimes that's a good thing.
Okay, there was 2 bills that I was happy to see die. The first one was a full-scale bathroom bill. I think it's bad for the state of Texas. The other bill that I was very happy to see die was the union dues bill.
That bill would have stopped some union workers from being able to pay their dues through automatic payroll deductions. Dripping Springs Republican Jason Isaac also lost a bill close to his heart. His medical marijuana bill died even with a majority of House members behind it.
There's just still this education piece. People, quite honestly, get scared of the word marijuana.
He says his bill would have helped children with autism, epilepsy, and cancer who may benefit from medical marijuana.
They don't have the right to try. And that, to me, is heartbreaking.
Though he also enjoyed watching other bills die, like the bills he says threatened one of his top priorities, protecting his district's groundwater.
And there were several attempts this session to undo that legislation that we worked so hard to get passed last session, and several of those died. And so that was good.
Ortega and Isaac both say they'll keep working on their legislation in the off season. They both hope to get legislation on the governor's desk during the next session in 2019.
In Austin, I'm Jen Rice.